Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm David Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Christina Pei with the USU Extension, and this is going to be a lot of fun getting out. They did this last year, had a great response, so they're going to bring it out and do it again. It is DIY Craft Nights, and this is all about crafting, but it's more about connecting and getting together, even, you know, with friends, with people that you don't know, and just being together in a group and getting out of the house mostly and enjoying a night of doing different crafts. So they're going to start up on June 20th. We're going to talk about how you can sign up and all those good things and really get into one of the main focus reasons as to why they did this. So, Christina, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you.
So we were talking before we came on, and, you know, crafting is just part of why we're at where you guys are doing this. The other one is all about connections and getting people, you know, as hard as it is to believe, we're, you know, about a year and a half out of the COVID restrictions and everything like that, but people are still having a hard time connecting and getting back out and enjoying themselves again almost.
That's right. Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the studies that they've looked at and what this kind of means.
Okay. So most of the studies are showing that there's the social connection that we had pre-COVID has not returned. And the studies are showing that when there's little or no social connection, it's detrimental to our health. In fact, they say that it's a greater detriment than smoking, obesity, and high blood pressure. As far as what it does to our health. Whereas when you have social connections, positive social connections, and that leads to a 50% increase in your longevity. And I don't know about you, but I'd like to live longer and healthier. It also promotes healthier well-being and emotional health, lessens anxiety and depression. Whereas without these social connections, you see an increase in the anxiety and depression and the mental health problems, suicide. And those things all kind of, those negatives also contribute to people maybe not wanting to be with you when you socially, and so there's more social isolation. And so what we're trying to do is have fun, but also develop and strengthen some social community or social connections in our community so that we can have that physical health, that improved physical health and emotional and mental well-being.
And really at the end of the day, there is something to be said, and it's probably not a phrase that gets used a lot, but there is something to be said for human touch and human contact.
Absolutely.
It has a lot to do with your well-being, and this is just another great way to do it. Even if you just go by yourself, make new friends, or get a friend to go with you, it's really important to get out and do those things. And you said that's really the focus of these craft nights. Now, crafting is fun, and it's going to be a lot of cool things you're going to make, but the primary focus of this is about connections, isn't it?
That's correct. We just want to get people together and give them opportunities to be together. And a lot of people have forgotten how to communicate and how to be together. And this is a very laid back, relaxed opportunity where you can just, you know, get to know other people in the community and have some fun and take a really cute craft home with you.
Now, talking about the craft itself, you said you did this last year,
but
you were kind of limited on space. Is that right?
Yeah, last year we had to limit the numbers. This year we've increased it a little bit. We're still limited as far as we can have 20 people. If you're interested in this, you'll want to reserve early and register early. So it's for adults 18 and older. And again, we've got more this year. We've got six different weeks that we're going to be doing this. Last year, I think we did four, trying to remember. But the comments that came back to us was, although the craft was fun and they enjoyed it, what they really enjoyed was the connections.
And once again, that's what this is all about. So the first class is coming up on June 20th. You said you're going to have a class every Tuesday through the 1st of August. Is
correct.
That right?
That's correct. Yep.
So what time are we getting started on June 20th?
6:30.
And it'll run until
8 o'clock.
So about an hour and a half. Get out and do your crafts. Yeah. Now, if people want to sign up and register for this, and there is a fee, what do they need to do as far as that is concerned?
Okay, you can either go to Eventbrite and just do a search for, I think it's USU Extension, Carbon County, or the DIY Craft Night. And it's $25 to register, and you can do that online, or you can come into our office and pay. But you need to do that within a week. I don't remember what the date is. So this is on the 20th, so it would be the 13th. So we would need the payment by the 13th so we could order supplies and have them there.
And make sure that they're all there. So, and you said you're capping it. You have to cap it at 20.
We do. We just don't have the space.
So the sooner you're in, the sooner that you're going to, you know, be able to get in there and have a good time. Now, is every class on there already so they can go and register for
it
all of them?
It will be by the end of this day. Uh-huh. We just kind of got this together at the end of last week. So you caught me really early. But yeah, it will be by the end of the day. All of these will be there so you can see what they are and what we have to offer.
All right. And you already know the first one that you're going to make, right?
We do. It's going to be the pressed flower lanterns, which are, I think, are very cute and also really appropriate for this time of year. If you're outside, you want to have some, or even in your home if you've got some scented candles. But we're not going to use candles. We're going to use the little lights, the fairy lights. So they're really, really cute, really pretty.
All right. So once again, if you want to sign up, you can go on Eventbrite, and that's Brite.com. Search for USU Extension or search for DIY Craft Night, and then just make sure that you're under the Carbon County Extension when you do it. And it's $25. That covers all your supplies. And then this is just the first one. There's going to be, I believe we decided, six of them throughout the summer.
Correct.
So get out and just be around other people, hang out, and build your crafts and connect with everyone there. Christina, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.